in cultural and village tourism. Now, cultural and village tourism, what can AI do for it? One is what can do for the customer and what can it do for them. So what it can do for the customer is tell the customer, inform the customer of the unique cultures, traditions, food, rituals, various different attires, various festivals of villages, especially in a place like India where villages are from one village to another village, the cultures may differ. From one region to another region, the culture differs. So every 100 kilometers, the culture and the food habits differ. The languages also in India, there are a huge amount of languages. So languages differ. So that aspect. And rural economy is basically made, what is it based on? It's based on agriculture, your livestock, your handicrafts. And there is a huge patriarchal and social structure in the rural economy. So the entire thing in this information in an AI can inform the customer who's going there. The different religious beliefs. Yes, the gods in every village actually change in India. So there are different religious things, different handicrafts which are based in different regions produce their own different aspects. So AI basically informs the customer about all these. Secondly, the main aspect of it is, all this curation of this cultural aspect and all that would give informed information to the customer who's coming there, to the guest who's coming there. Secondly, he will be able to be sensitive to the places. Then using AI tools as language interpretation tools, he'll be able to communicate also, and then he'll be able to integrate himself into that culture and understand the culture better. So a lot of modernization also can happen. So cultural content aggregation can happen, curation and preservation can happen. The other aspect, virtual tours and augmented reality, obviously. I've already covered language translation and interpretation. And cultural heritage preservation, because this documents the cultural heritage, which has not been documented across, especially in India. It empowers the community now that all this gets documented. It empowers them. Makes them also, teach them to their, teach the same culture to their offsprings. It enhances the visitor's experience. It provides for educational responses. And it provides for a very sustainable and responsible tourism, because a person who's going into a particular culture cannot behave in a particular manner. So if I go to a village and I am talking to them and behaving like I am a high-handed person, it's not going to help. So all that aspect allows me to understand the village and allows the villagers to understand me. That is where the AI comes in. Let's get into smart baggage handling. Now, optimization of baggage handling is a given. Predictive analysis in AI is one thing which is there as a standard everywhere. The main aspect of AI in smart bag is not only the amount of bags which will flow through my system, but the real-time tracking of these bags, the sorting of these bags, the screening of these bags, the baggage drop and reconciliation of these bags, and optimize all my resources which is there. So especially in an airport where baggage flow is very heavy, and one airline has got baggage flowing through the same thing for various destinations. So sorting that is a very important aspect. Getting the right bag in the right flight is also a very important aspect. The screening of the bags, whether they're carrying contrabands or not, the AI can do on its own. And therefore, it optimizes the entire resources. So baggage handling, AI can use the, your biometric tagging, it can use various other tools and sort all this and reduce manual handling to the minimum. You know, manual handling creates mistakes. So smart baggage handling is a very important aspect, and it's already being used. It will be improved further. Now, travel planning and itinerary customization. Now, like I've been saying throughout this chapter, that personalized recommendations is a given, because understanding my sentiment is the job of the AI. Once it understands my sentiment and understands my desires, personalized recommendation is given. The destination discovery is when the AI feeds me with information of the destination. Now, this can be used done through virtual reality, augmentative reality. It can be done through various other methods also. But destination discovery is a given. Then route optimization. Now, AI is a very smart thing. When I'm going from one particular place to another place and I'm traveling by, let's say, by vehicles, it can optimize my route depending on the traffic and the flows in that place. It can give me real-time updates. Obviously, because it understands my entire persona, it gives me accommodation recommendation, it gives me activity planning, all that automatically comes into it. And it also reduces the language barrier between me and the local person where I'm going. AI can be utilized in many ways for enhancing tourist attractions. One is you can have your audio guides and narrations. You have your predictive analysis. Let's say in Taj, how many visitors will come? Taj Mahal, Agra, how many visitors will come today? How many visitors won't come today? You can have two types of guides. One is the human guide. You can have your audio guides or an AI guide. Different types of narrations which can be given to the person. Obviously, dynamic pricing and ticketing depending on number of people coming on which day. And you can have any details also of the curation and the storytelling aspect of AI. Accessibility and inclusivity happens because of that. Obviously, using facial recognition can do smart security and safety technology. And the most important aspect is visitor feedback and sentimental analysis, which AI will provide the people who are running the Taj Mahal, how they're running it, are the people who are coming happy, not happy. So that entire thing helps in improving services. So let's talk about now enhancing travel experiences at airports and airlines. Now, customer service chatbots are being used now mainly by everybody. Everybody has adopted that technology. Virtual assistants to provide FAQs, flight status updates, booking changes, other personalized recommendation, and automating routine inquiries. And you are improving customer service and efficiencies. Personalized recommendations, I've been saying this right from meaning in AI, personalized recommendations is a given, especially in the travel and tourism industry. Now, flight planning and optimization, analyzing weather data, air traffic patterns, historical performance, which faster routes, schedules and fuel consumption, how to improve them, improve operational efficiency, reduce costs, preventive maintenance, monitor the health of the aircraft, real-time analysis using sensor logs, maintenance logs, historical performance of the engine, the life of the engine. All this helps in creating predictive maintenance, and we've gone through baggage tracking and baggage handling just for security screening and barometric biometric boarding is also what which we've gone through earlier in the chapters, earlier in the presentation. Then airport operations management. Real-time data is picked up by the AI, so various sources. flight schedules, passenger volumes, your facial recognition technologies, operational metrics to optimize terminal operations, gate assignments, resource allocation. And it also helps you identify bottlenecks, optimize resource utilization, improve overall efficiency of operations. Plus, especially in international airports, it helps in language barriers, language translation services. And most importantly, in airport management, it gives customer feedback analysis for airlines, for the airline front office staff and everything. It analyzes customer feedback, surveys, social media content, trends and sentimental patterns, and helps the airline understand customer preferences, identifies ways of improvement, enhance overall passenger experience, something I had to wait, there are too many flight delays. So that entire thing goes not only to that particular terminal, but also goes to the entire airline. So they understand it, where it is the bottleneck, what is happening, and they can correct it accordingly. So that is a very important aspect. Now, ChatGPT in the tourism industry. Benefits of using it. One is cost reduction. We've gone through that entire process of why it reduces costs. It reduces costs in many aspects. And increased customer satisfaction. Number two, data collection and analysis. Number three, we'll go through that again now. Data collection and analysis, improved SEO rankings, and multilingual engagements. Cost reduction. What does it do? It lightens the workload of customer service. Now, ChatGPT handles all main common queries, issues letters to team to focus more complicated and sensitive questions. The whole team of customer service can, it'll be the first round of query which goes to ChatGPT. That it can handle completely. Answer all the basic questions. And if there is something complicated or which requires human intervention, that can go then straight to the human being, who's, to the team of who are handling customer service, and they can handle that. So what it does is ineffectively reduces time also, and it creates a lot of, you do not have to hire so many people to answer routine queries. And then again, the whole social media handling. Everyone going through all the social media aspects, replying for each and everyone, most of it can be totally automated through ChatGPT. So excessive staff which were being hired just to scare a scene and answer queries would not be required any longer. And the efficiency of the staff which is already there increases because they're concentrating more on doing direct customer interaction rather than social media interaction. And it can automate lead generation. So allows the person into reduction both staff and infrastructure. So lead generation, one aspect of sales and marketing, no one needs to concentrate on that. When that lead, after it's being generated, the follow-up needs to be done by the person. So that is one way. Increasing customer satisfaction. If there is a query and a reply comes in instantaneously, that means customer satisfaction is increasing. Because the customer gets a timely reply. So that is the one most important aspect. And because there is an accurate information which is being given to the customer, the customer is also satisfied because of that. So you can program it to identify more complex queries and escalate them to human beings. So that saves time for the customer. It gives him that feeling of being respected and given the accurate information on time, as long as the information is accurate. So that greatly creates, the time saving aspect avoids frustration. So that really, really makes sure that queries which can be handled by technology are handled, and escalation happens if required. The other important aspect is data collection analysis. So everything, every interaction with a chat GPT is stored. Now that entire interaction can be analyzed by AI itself or by human beings. And the other aspect is learning from these conversations that ChatGPT has. It's got the valuable tool of learning, self-learning. Now that information can be used to use marketing strategies, develop new products, understanding various needs, understanding that, you know, I'm lacking in something and improving on that. What are the preferences of the customers who are coming to me and I'm unable to provide? Why am I unable to provide? All that data and collection and analysis happens in chat. And the beauty of ChatGPT, you can do it in real-time analysis. Instant decision-making can happen. Insightful gains. Get great gains. It will improve your loyalty, retention, customer satisfaction. Search engine optimization. Now that's crucial because unless you're seen, you're not. What you see is what we see is what we buy. So unless the ranking comes up, you do not come into search engines that quickly up. So optimizing the search engine, very important, search engine optimization, using keywords, high quality content, populating blogs, being active. So it's very important for ChatGPT's one function to be used, tourism related texts. Multilingual engagements, now obviously that is a possibility because of machine language. The language learning skills which AI has. So freely, languages are spoken differently in different parts of the world. A Mandarin speaker would not have a problem talking to a French speaker, a hotel in France. Because ChatGPT will allow that service. On-site communication between customer and staff. So AI is one of the biggest tools to the world is breaking the language barrier. So if I go to a particular place and the person does not understand English and I am unable to speak the local language which he understands, AI would help me speak to him. And you know, because AI speaks in the language, it's not texting, it is speaking, the language barrier comes down. So it can be used in travel and trade effectively for efficient customer service, bookings and reservations. We discussed all this. For making personalized recommendations, providing real-time information. It also can be used in marketing. Generating content which would appeal to my customers. Now, for example, let's say I'm using ChatGPT as my conversational customer service front. So people are conversing with it and getting information out of it. Now that entire data can be used to generate content which is engaging, which can then be used to market to this particular type of customer. That's where it evolves. So real world examples of chat, Kayak. They've rolled out an implementation of ChatGPT, implementation on its platform, using virtual assistants for its customers. It makes it more intuitive, interaction becomes easier via the site and search engines and everything happens. So I can enter my query in my natural language and I'll receive a response in the same language as I enter my query. But I'll receive that response. Or I can type in the prompt, what destination can I fly from JFK this June for around $600. It'll give all the suggestions to me and it'll show all the past activity data is already there. It'll show me all the suggestions and which is there. It'll give me all the information you require. Expedia, another one. One of the most popular apps is Expedia, especially in travel industry. It is used. They have their old mobile apps and everything. So, research and books, so they have this app which helps the customer research and book the trips and accommodation. So, with the help of ChatGPT, it becomes easier. It allows the person to explore what he wants and find what he wants, what type he wants, explore the destination much faster and in an easier fashion. Now Air India, another large airline in the world, it's rolling out a $200 million upgrade to its digital systems. It will implement ChatGPT functionality in its app and its website, and that it's going to be called the Maharaja chatbot. So they can chat with the Maharaja and ask questions in English, Hindi, French, German, as of now, but then it will keep increasing. And it'll give all the information. So it's a given that everyone is adopting it one by one. Now start smart destination planning. That's a very important aspect. Destinations are now going to start becoming smart. Destination till now are not smart. So the entire planning was the data-driven management of the entire destination, for tourist destination especially. So you were using that information now to optimize visitor experience, enhance sustainability, support economic growth. So a lot of technology and data analytics and shareholder collaboration is required, where infrastructure can become smart. It can manage resources and deliver personalized services to travelers. Now, let's say, for example, I'm going to a particular city. As soon as I enter the city, as a tourist, I need to know what else is there around. So there will be smart, the smart city will deliver to me everything on my phone, what is around, where I'm going, what I'm doing. All the information is also there, readily available. And wherever I go, the language, data language tools are there, so that there's no this. So smart city is now, the smart destination is now which is going to start coming up. And what it does allows the city administrative to do is to make data-driven decisions. You can analyze, predict, weekends more people come into my destination. And it can automate many various processes. When your tolls on your highways also. You have, today you have the FASTag, which people can automatically go. Otherwise you have to stand, pay cash. So all those aspects are all part of AI. It will become bigger and bigger. Even vehicles moving on the road, you may not need toll plazas also in the future. Automatically do the tolls itself. So smart destination planning is AI can contribute immensely in those aspects. Of where to use, what to use, what not to use. So what it can use is data analysis, insights, demand forecasting, personalized recommendation, real-time time monitoring and management, resource optimization, dynamic pricing and revenue management, and customer relationship management. Concerns of AI adaptation in tourism and there are huge amounts of concerns. First concern is data security and data privacy. Now, data is one thing which travel and tourism industry, hospitality industry generate a lot. Daily data is being generated. There are regulators like DPDR, PA, GPDR, etc., and that. But the data brokers don't get deterred by these data. So data is, and personalized data, personal data is available with them. Date of birth and everything is available. Even in India's case, the Aadhaar cards are also, numbers are also available. So all that data is available. And if that data gets, brokered, I mean, if I'm giving it to, let's say, I'm giving it to bookings.com, because the example is there right in front of me, giving it to bookings.com, but booking.com selling it on another, brokering it to another company. So what does that do? That means my data, I'm not authorized bookings.com to give to somebody else. I'm giving it to somebody else. They're using, calling me and giving me pesky calls, take home loans, take this loans, take that loan, and I get irritated with it. So that's a major important aspect. So bookings.com had to pay a $560,000 fine to GDPR for these violations. But the problem here is many companies rather pay the fine than overhaul their data security. And anyone can give it, no? The data is available. Even as a company, if my processes data should not be given, somebody goes ahead and gives it. There has to be a lot of security which has to be enhanced in that aspect. The other aspect is also cyber attacks. Just recently, Cathay Pacific in 2018, 94. Billion user records were taken away. So this is all sensitive data which go away. Then there is another issue of jobs. AI is naturally, I mean, if I'm hiring 10 people to do customer service now, I need one or two. I don't need eight. So there is a drop in drop of employment. That displacement is a concern, because that displacement affects the entire economy also. Already pandemic people lost a lot of jobs, especially in the hospitality and in the airline industry. This could again create a rise in loss of jobs. Although advancement of technology always creates new jobs. People join the workforce in terms of they have to learn newer skills, though. So technology space, the jobs would open up. So irony of things is, naturally, with hospitality and tourism industry, you can have as many as NLPs in AI-enabled robots. But you cannot replace the unique human touch which is required in this industry. So various challenges which are of AI adaptation, again, is data quality, accessibility. The entire complex ecosystem of travel and tourism industry. Some hotels and some airlines use legacy systems, some tour operators. Now creating that legacy system and using appropriate APIs to integrate them into the entire complex system. So it's a complex system. Everyone uses their own. Some airlines, hotels, tour operators, travel agency, destination management organizations, restaurants, they're all using their own different types of softwares. So it's a complex system. So coordinating an AI solution across the region is highly challenging, and not only that, it's a complex global system. So it requires a good regulatory environment which helps it do that. Like I said, legacy systems and infrastructure. Legacy systems are not compatible with internet technologies. So AI technologies and legacy systems in terms of its compatibility is an issue. Although it's an AI, artificial intelligence, it'll learn the legacy system, but it takes time. So there is heavy investments which are required. Upgrades, data integration, staff training. And the biggest one of them is resistance to change. Everybody fears the loss of their jobs. Then, because implementing AI requires a lot of, cost. Initially, upfront costs. Because you're developing, upgrading infrastructure in terms of systems, heavy cost-centric, and the return of Yeah, ROI is not immediate. So, and there is complete uncertainty whether you will get a return on this ROI and long-term benefits also or not. Not yet calculated, it will take a long time to understand it, but it, AI is here to stay. One other aspect is a lack of skilled talent. You need to have skilled talent for people to be able to operate AI. So the reskilling has to happen. The other aspect is regulatory and ethical consideration. Now, travel industry in the various countries are subjected to various regulations in different countries. Their compliance requirements differ from region to region. The compliance is related to data privacy, customer protection, safety standards. It's completely different in different countries. AI solution has to comply with all this. And obviously, ethical considerations are a very important aspect. We discussed the ethics of it just a couple of slides ago. So the other aspect of ethical consideration is the AI technology which you develop should not become biased. There should be transparency. There should be fairness in algorithm decision making. The other aspect is the customer's trust, the user's acceptance and trust. How do I trust the system? I'm not talking to anyone. It's a computer talking to me. So if the computer says this is there, will it be there? How do I hold the system accountable? Is it transparent with me? Is it giving me the right thing? So user-centric design and activities which AI can be used to make customers feel comfortable, concern their concerns and preference. And you have to, at this point of time, like I said, hospitality and tourism cannot lose the human touch. Integration with the human touch is a very important aspect of it. Future trends in AI in 2024. One is the Internet of Things, where all devices, everything is all linked up and becomes one big machine. So using AI and machine learning, then all your apps are all linked up and gets, it's the Internet of Things, all devices are linked up together. Like KLM uses FlightBeat, an AI-powered system of sensors to monitor heart rate of passengers during the flight. British Airways uses similar technology in Happiness Blanket for tracking emotions. So for AI to be successful, Internet of Things devices have to be linked up together. Search, voice-based search optimization is a very important aspect. Voice-based search optimization is also in high demand today. And also, a natural tool of artificial intelligence. So, companies are now going through various ways. See, let's not forget, artificial intelligence is a newer technology. Technology keeps advancing, and at every stage, as it advances, it becomes newer and newer and newer. So artificial intelligence has got infinite possibilities. So using virtual reality, augmented reality, through AI. We've discussed these earlier. There are lots of applications. Now we'll give you an example. National Geographic VR app allows you to visit any location using an Oculus 360. So you can visit the location sitting at home. Some people are making money out of it also. Tourists can hop on to Asbury Park, AR tours. American Museum and History hosts AR tours using the Explorer app. UK-based travel company Thomas Cook boosted bookings for New York by 190% by introducing VR-based Try Before Fly campaign. Try before you fly. Atlantis in Dubai is using VR to attract more visitors. The next technology is blockchain. Blockchain is only going to get better and better and better. But it makes payments easier, contracts easier, transparency is there, luggage management is there, loyalty programs are there. So the Lockchain or Locktrip is a marketplace for hotels looking for a rent hospital, rent a property. Another example, Ample is Winding Tree, is a decentralized Ethereum-based omni-channel marketplace that connects travel sellers and buyers. Occupancy prediction. Now we've gone through this entire thing. Occupancy prediction, hotels and airlines, and we invest massively in data science. Because better the occupancy, the better the profits, both in airlines and in hotels. So it is important that we predict it as accurately as possible what our occupancy is going to be and plan accordingly. So occupancy prediction is a very important aspect. We discussed the whole thing of biometric identification. Then NLP and AI. So technology companies are continuously working with AI and NLP and developing various algorithms. Neural networks capabilities are being developed to replicate in interacting with human emotions. Language model techniques like GPT-4. Travel companies can using them. One major thing which happens is language barriers go off the table. The other thing which happens is that understanding of the customer also improves highly. So that's a very important aspect. Artificial intelligence of things. A synergy has to be reached at one point in time or the other with the Internet of Things, all devices and artificial intelligence. So that will produce a lot of, services, that will produce a lot of enhancement in destinations, that's the future where everything is linked together. That helps in hyper-personalization also. I hope you like this chapter. Thank you very much.